U.S.-Mexico border. Psaki telling reporters the root causes lie in the Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Vice President Harris has been tasked to work with those countries, although she has not yet been to the border. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The Winter Olympics are over a year away, but the Biden administration is already coming up with a plan.
The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy to handle the Games in China with that country's human rights record. State Department officials clarified that a joint boycott has not been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the Games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there is no timeline for a decision on the Games, with opening ceremonies not until February of 2022. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nike is pulling its sponsorship from Deshaun Watson amid sexual misconduct allegations. The sports apparel brand saying they're disturbed by the claims from 22 massage therapists who say Watson forced himself on them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt is warning that the fight against the coronavirus pandemic isn't over.
Progress we've made can be reversed if we let our guard down. Better days are on the horizon. We do believe a more normal 4th of July holiday is within reach.
During that same virtual briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the risk of potentially deadly infection is still looming, even as more people get vaccinated. The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states, from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralp, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
they're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop.
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome to a new live edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, watching myself play with the camera a little bit. Welcome to our program. We are live if you wanted to call in and ask any questions about design today. The topic is about color. I'm finding more and more after a good 7 years of solid gray, I'm starting to see the return of color. And I went to the people over at Sherwin-Williams and asked me to help them pick some pop colors, some really nice bright paint colors today. We're going to stay away from the grays and most of the neutrals, and we're going to give you wonderful color that is right for your home, maybe in a different way than it was before, maybe just in accents, maybe painting a piece of furniture some of these colors. But today is all about the return of color, and they guided me towards some colors that are very popular, and then I went and said, okay, there's some colors that I would love to work with right now in different ways. So we're going to talk about all of that today, about the return of color, both in accessories and drapes, but also in wall color, the return of some colors other than gray. Okay, we're going to take some commercial messages to pay for our program. Again, our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410, and we'll be back after these commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new color. This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB. And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, New Jersey, right across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I've been doing this for about 26 years now, and we talk all things design. You know, most of us don't realize just a little bit of help can go a very long way, and we do something pretty wonderful at Maven Hill. For a flat fee of $299, we'll come out to your home for 1 to 2 hours and leave you with a laundry list, go room by room, and pick out wonderful projects with our eyes and experience that you can do over a period of time. It's always best to work with a plan. So for $299 plus tax right now, we are offering sort of a once-over, 1 to 2 hours of intense time going through each room, leaving you with a wonderful laundry list of ideas that either we can help you with or you can do yourself over time. To reach us at Maven Hill, contact us at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, today's show is a show I've been wanting to do for a really long time. For as early as I can remember, I've been a fan of color. I love being surrounded by beautiful colors. And for the last 7 years, there's been a tense change to neutrality and just gray. Now, I'm not going to say that that's over right now, and if I was working on a new construction house that I wouldn't paint a lot of the rooms gray, I still would. But in fact, we're started making breaks now and adding color, not only just in furnishings now, but actually in paint colors. So I decided with the help, I do a lot with Benjamin Moore, but this time I went to the Sherwin-Williams Company, and they gave me some insights to some of their most popular colors. And we decided to stay away from the grays and the grayages and actually work on some wonderful pop colors today. So I want to tell you some of my favorites. We'll go real slow in that. But I'll also tell you what are some good places to use those colors. Sometimes it's painting pieces of furniture. Sometimes it's doing an accent wall. There are a lot of applications for paint that really might change your space. Maybe it's just shutters. Maybe we're going to do a pop at the front door. Certain colors work well with gray neutrals, you know, in tandem with them, or with other pop colors that work together. So I went through the Sherwin-Williams Company list of different brochures, and the two that were my favorite for colors, and I'm going to try to get this as close as possible. I don't have my engineer with me in studio, so I'm going to do this myself. The first collection is called Coastal Cool, and I like this because this has a lot of beautiful blues and greens. Let's see if there's a delay here, see if that comes up on camera. It's called Coastal Cool. And some of those colors are really beautiful. They're blues and greens, and they're sort of soft, cool shades. I'm going to turn around to the back, and then you can see the brushes have all these beautiful different colors on them in shades of blues and greens. And I picked a lot of blues and greens today. We're going to talk about that. But that was one of my favorite collections. Don't get me wrong, there are a series. There must have been at least 8 collections available like this. But the first one was my favorite, was that, the Coastal Cool. The second one is Neutral Nuance. And that was also sort of soft colors, but there were wonderful colors in there that were very pretty as well. So the second one that I like is this one that's a little bit more neutral. It's called Neutral Nuance. And those were my two favorite of the collections. However, there are a lot to choose from. Now, you might want to get a pencil ready, and we're going to take a quick weather break to see how the weather is going to be this week, and then we're going to get set. We're going to start. We're going to go with the blues and grays, and then we're going to work through the color deck. I have big chips, pretty big chips anyway, of all the colors that I had picked today and maybe good applications for them. But I'm going to break, and we're going to talk about today's weather. Okay, the weather's coming up, so let's see. I'm actually curious. Okay, it's currently, it says fair skies. I think it's kind of sunny myself, and 69 degrees right here in downtown Flemington. And let's see what the week holds. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low of 43 degrees. On Thursday it'll be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 67 degrees. On Thursday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 42. On Friday, partly sunny, then chance of showers with a high of 62. Friday night, showers likely 40% with a low of 47. Oh, I'm not liking this forecast. On Saturday, showers likely with a high of 64, and Saturday night, showers as well. Let's take a look at Sunday. And predicting showers, up to 60% chance of showers likely on Sunday and Sunday evening as well. Well, it sounds like the next couple of days are, if you're going to get out and do stuff, do that. We'll pray for the weekend that we have good weather. If you're just tuning into our program, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. For the past 26 years, I've been the owner of Maven Hill Designs and Maven Hill Design Build. We do everything related to your home or commercial space. Paint, window treatments, additions, renovations, kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, everything related to your home. We've been published in many magazines. I do a television show, a weekly television show on the Comcast channel called Design for the Times, and we're always looking for your input here each week at WHCRDB, of which I've been on for about 7 years now, in how we can be better at design. Again, our phone lines are open if you'd like to call into studio. It's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. And our topic today is Color is Back. So I'm going to start by talking about, today we're going to be working with the, someone just texted in a color that I love for Benjamin Moore. But we're going to talk today, because I do Benjamin Moore so much, I'm going to give those lovely people over at Sherwin-Williams, and they had me come in, and they picked some of the most popular. I'm going to start sort of with the blues and the grays and the colors that I think are the most beautiful. They may be a little bit hard to see on your screen. I have big chips here. But the first one is called Tide Water. And Tide Water is sort of a soft, very sort of maybe tropical, but very light and very soft blue. It's called Tide Water. And I'm going to try to see if I can get as close as possible as I can and bring that up. Tide Water is a really restful, sort of a light, sort of pastel version of turquoise. It's a very pretty color. Now, what I imagine this would be a wonderful color for a bedroom, because it's very restful, or a master bathroom, because it invokes the thought of water. So for a master bedroom or a master bathroom, I think this wonderful Tide Water, which is the Benjamin Moore color is HC and then SW2317. SW2317, Tidewater. It's a soft, restful, sort of a light version of a turquoise, but very pastel and soft with crisp white trim. This is a terrific color to work with the grays or even tans. Great maybe for a shore house or any place that you want to have something that would be very restful. So that one is quite nice. There's one somewhat similar but slightly greener, almost in a way like a robin's egg. And this color is actually called Watery. So I'm going to try to bring that up so you can see Watery. It is in fact a Sherwin-Williams color, and it's SW for Sherwin-Williams 2316. And it's similar to the other color, but it's a little bit more like a robin's egg. And I love to pair these days robin's egg with like a chocolate brown. Maybe you're doing a kid's room, either a boy or a girl, but robin's egg and chocolate brown are beautiful together. Robin's egg with wonderful shades of green are really, really nice together. And then, of course, anytime in a bathroom, a powder room, this would be a pretty and elegant color to do. Try, instead of going with the obvious of pairing it with gray, maybe try pairing it with a really rich chocolate brown. A little chocolate brown goes a long way, and it's a really pretty color. The next color has a lot of gray in it, and I found this color about 8 years ago. I was working up in Sparta. There was a new addition on the lake, and they were looking to do their... They had just switched to white cabinets, and they were looking to do a new color in their kitchen, and I pulled out something that they weren't inspecting but did. The color is called Krypton, and Krypton is sort of a blue-gray, very soft, but it really brought out all their hardware that they had put on, and then their center island, which was a dark gray. This is a very light gray, but there's blue in the undertones. It's a beautiful color. It almost has a beautiful quality about it. Very rich, and it's SW3366. SW3366. It's called Krypton. Anywhere I would be using gray, I might try this color. Again, there's blue in the undertones, but it's very subtle, very pretty color. The next color is more of a deep color. And this is not a color that I would use everywhere. This is a terrific exterior color, and it is called Slate Tile. Again, today we are, if you're just tuning into our program, we're working with the palette of Sherwin-Williams. It is Sherwin-Williams SW1472. It's called Slate Tile. Have you noticed the trend that people are painting their house very dark shades of gray, and they're doing very, very white trim, and then they're putting a wonderful pop at the front door? That's been trending for a while now, but it's still a very rich and clean look. Let's say we were to take this slate gray color and then pair it with the color that I showed you a little bit ago, and that is the Watery. So I'm going to put these together. I'm going to try to get a little bit closer. It's hard to get close on cam when I'm by myself here, but I want to kind of show you what would happen if you worked with these two colors. Take a look at this together. See if I can see it on my monitor where you see the two colors together here. The slate, let's say you do the whole house, the body of the house in slate, and that front door and that sort of robin's egg. Isn't that a great combination? The pale robin's egg blue with maybe some nice nickel hardware, and then a gray house with crisp white trim. What a great combination. So that's another color that I like a lot. It's a dark color. I wouldn't use it everywhere, but it really is a very, very nice color to work with. The next color is kind of an unusual color. I might use this in a dining room. It's sort of an unusual gray-green. Now, I'm noticing this color a lot in cabinets, As I told you, the past 2 years, people were trying to introduce blue, you know, shades of blue as an island color. This year, I'm noticing people are starting to try to go back to green and using green as a paint color. Now, this color is called Riverway. It's a Sherwin-Williams color, SW3302. It's sort of a green-gray combination, and I would think that this would be great for a center island if you want some contrast from a neutral cabinet or a white cabinet, or perhaps if you were doing a dining room above a chair rail for some drama. It's a really different and a fresh and unusual color. It's in that book I told you earlier in the broadcast of the neutral nuance. And it is sort of a neutral, but it's dark at the same time. It's an unusual blue. I'm going to try to get closer to Cam so you can see the color close up. Again, it's called Riverway. It is a green. I would say it's a green with a lot of gray in it. And it would really, really work well, I think, for a center island. Or perhaps maybe a headboard wall might be nice in a bedroom. Really pretty color. Or this would be a great dining room. You want to do your dining room over. Put some drama in your dining room and go with a beautiful, unusual neutral with some depth to it. This with maybe some beautiful stacked white plates on the wall could look really modern and really updated. So that's the color. It has sort of a spruce quality to it, but yes, at the same time, it's kind of gray. So again, a color that I love a lot. Here's another color that I love a lot. It's called Comfort Gray, and it's great. Some of these gray, blue, greens, you know, they're interesting and they change. I can hold it here in studio and it looks one way, and then I'll put it up to the camera and it looks another way. Comfort Gray I've used many times before. It's a nice neutral gray, but there's some soft blue-green undertones to it. So it would work very well in a cottage. It would work well from room to room because it is a neutral. It is a Sherwin-Williams SW, and then it's 3286. It's called Comfort Gray. I'm going to try to get a little bit closer again, as I have been, to the camera there. And you can see it's kind of a neutral gray, but it's under the coastal cool. So being that it's under that collection, there's a little bit of like a blue-green undertone to it. But very pretty with crisp white trim. You could do anything with this, and it would work out quite well. Now I'm going to take a sort of a little detour and do something kind of shocking, and I'm going to talk about pop or accent colors. It's been pretty popular the past couple of years to take an older piece of furniture, maybe something you've inherited or purchased at a flea market, and then do something interesting with it. Now, I've seen people doing that with specific pieces of furniture. Perhaps maybe you have two wooden chairs, and you really want them to stand out, whether they're going to go on a deck or in a corner or something, and you want to change them out, and you use a bright color. Or perhaps you have a sideboard that doesn't match the rest of your furniture and you want to make it look more modern, and people are painting a true pop color. Well, here's a terrific pop color. It's sort of like a peacock blue. It's called Intense Teal. Very different than the colors I've been showing. It doesn't have subtlety. It really is a pop. I would use it sparingly. I would never do a room in this. But this is a really nice, fun color if I were painting a piece of furniture. Maybe if I was down the shore for the front door, this might be a nice option. Again, it's called Intense Teal, and it's SW Sherwin-Williams 6943. And I'll bring that up to monitor. You'll see how intense it is. This is the Intense Teal. It's a really sort of peacocky teal kind of a color. I think it would overwhelm a room, but for a front door or to paint a sideboard or a piece of furniture, maybe a chest in a kid's room, something fun. This kind of invokes fun. It's a really pretty, on screen it's reading more like it's reading much more like it's a periwinkle, but it really isn't. It really is a teal. There's a lot of green to this color. And very interesting. If you're looking for truly teal, that would be a color that I would recommend. Okay, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about. We're going to start with blues and greens. But today is all about color, and we're going to focus on getting away from the gray and bringing you beautiful new ideas with color. Back after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Today is our color show, and we're talking about using paint colors, how to bring some color back into your life and into your home. We've been on a trend for the past 7 years or so, I would say, maybe a little longer, but a good 7 years where everything was gray. If I didn't do gray, I did grayish from room to room, gray, 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 gray. I was lucky if I got a yellow pillow in. Now we're starting to see people painting colors. You know, our studio is probably hard to see here, but our studio is a really nice, pretty citrus green color. There are no gray rooms in here, and this is a real redo. They have state-of-the-art studios, and we're not seeing any gray colors. We're seeing bright colors that make you feel good and positive, and I love those colors. So we're going to focus on that today. I have been working with a lot of blues in our first segment, blues and greens. Again, if you're just tuning into our show, some of the colors, and these are the Benjamin Moore colors I was recommending was watery. That was one. It's a beautiful, beautiful, light sort of greenish blue color. Tidewater, what a pretty color that was. Again, very coastal looking. Krypton, which is sort of a gray with wonderful undertones. Honest blue is one that I absolutely like a lot. Let's put honest blue up and see how you think about that color. It's a very pale, pale light blue. And we'll put that up to camera, see if you can see that one. Very much a blue, but very soft looking. And this would pair nicely with a lot of different colors. This would pair nicely with a charcoal gray, a medium gray. It would pair well with a nice khaki color, tans, browns. That's a fun thing about blues, even though they're not exactly a neutral. They go with a lot of colors. Blue doesn't clash with much. It goes very well with a lot of colors. So that's another one that I like a lot from the Benjamin Moore. Let's talk about sort of a navy color. One of the colors that's very popular right now, and I see it in the magazines that Sherwin-Williams has, is a dark navy. And it's one of my favorite colors. And one of the reasons I like to work with navy is because everybody looks good in navy, whether you're personally a redhead, a blonde, silver hair, whatever your coloring is, everybody looks good with navy. It's a universal, wonderful color. But this is a very specific dark navy. It's very striking, and I have done it before, but you have to warn people, if you're going to do this, you have to balance the room with a lot of white. So I'm going to put that up on the screen so you can see it. It's Benjamin Moore's Naval, N-A-V-A-L, and it's Sherwin-Williams SW3351. It is a very, very dark navy blue. Now, I would use this sparingly. If I were to do it in a dining room, I would have a white set. I'd have a beautiful, maybe a dark table and white chairs and a white rug.
and I'd really have to balance the white, you know, beautiful maybe coastal prints on the wall with silver and white, and maybe a white chandelier, maybe that looked like coral, and then balance it with this really rich, very dark navy. Naval is a good color for shutters on a house if you're going to do blue as your shutters. Maybe you have a taupe house and you want to do taupe and navy or gray and navy. Naval is a really good, rich, dark blue that would stand up. You could also use this in a powder room. You know, we're starting to see a new trend where people are doing something different in powder rooms, where they're taking the wall that the sinks are on, the vanity, and they're making that one wall different. So let's say you add sort of a neutral three shades of tan or gray. Maybe you have a beautiful vanity that's white or gray, and a big mirror, and the back wall is just one solid wall when you walk in of this rich naval color. Well, that could be really a good place and sort of a new place to use things. I always like to use paint in different ways. It makes your house look more updated. Let's try something else that I'm noticing. I'm noticing the mid-tone blues are finally getting their chance, and then we're going to switch to some greens next. Here's a color I haven't used a lot. It's not even easy to pronounce. It's called Bungle House Blue. It's a Sherwin-Williams color, Sherwin-Williams 0048, and I would describe it as a mid-tone blue. And mid-tone blue, to me, seems a color I'm starting to see as a new kind of fresh color. So I'm going to put that up so you can see it. It's clearly not a royal blue. It's not a navy. It's not a light blue. It's its own color, and I'm starting to see it in the decorating magazines as sort of a fresh new color to paint things. It's a pretty intense color, and it brings a lot to a space. Perhaps if you had a library, maybe you did the bookshelves in this. Or perhaps you did just a small, maybe you had a powder room that you could do sort of like a jewel tone powder room in this really rich sort of grayish mid-tone blue. Different. A dining room, this would look unbelievable in a dining room. And there's a freshness to this color. In fact, I really want to try to use this in my next project. It's called Bungle House B-U-N-G-L-E House Blue. It's a Sherwin-Williams color, and it's SW0048. Okay, we do have to go to a quick news break, which we will do. I'm going to start working on the greens and the neutrals and even some opportunities to throw in a little pink if you're daring enough. So we'll go to a quick news, and we'll be back with a lot more. Today is our color show right here on WHCR-DB.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva giving an update on the cause of Tiger Woods' crash earlier this year. Villanueva continues.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour. And the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the root causes must be addressed to solve periodic surges at the U.S.-Mexico border. Psaki telling reporters the root causes lie in the Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Vice President Harris has been tasked to work with those countries, although she has not yet been to the border. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family.
Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about Woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The Winter Olympics are over a year away, but the Biden administration is already coming up with a plan.
The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy to handle the games in China with that country's human rights record. State Department officials clarified that a joint boycott has not been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there is no timeline for a decision on the games, with opening ceremonies not until February of 2022. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nike is pulling its sponsorship from Deshaun Watson amid sexual misconduct allegations. The sports apparel brand saying they're disturbed by the claims from 22 massage therapists who say Watson forced himself on them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt is warning that the fight against the coronavirus pandemic isn't over.
Progress we've made can be reversed if we let our guard down. Better days are on the horizon. We do believe a more normal 4th of July holiday is within reach.
During that same virtual briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the risk of potentially deadly infection is still looming, even as more people get vaccinated. The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad-X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralp, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
they're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop.
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I did, when we were on a break, I did get a message from Robert. And Robert, I will say Robert O, writes in that he purchased a beach house and looking for some soft, pale colors. Well, Robert, I do sort of give credit to different shows, different vendors. We did a show a couple of weeks ago on Benjamin Moore. And if you want to contact me at 908-884-0770, I can give you some wonderful Benjamin Moore colors. But today we're focusing, I had a sit down with the people from Sherwin-Williams, and we did some great color picks. But I'd love to do for you now is, if you're still listening to our program, I'd like to show you at least four colors that I think might look really nice in a beach house. Keep in mind, if the beach house is small, you don't want to have each room being a different color because it will make it look smaller, but there are always opportunities like a kitchen, like bedrooms that are opportunities, bathrooms where the door is closed, perhaps to bring in wonderful colors. Now, I would suggest as far as your ceilings and your trim to go with a crisp white. So I'm just showing you now. I'll put up in a second sort of a generic white. There's a bunch of whites that Sherwin-Williams have Benjamin Moore. I use possibly Simply White or Snowfall White, but you can pick a white that's right for you as a base. And especially in a shore house, you want to go with a crisp white on the ceilings. That white should be a flat white or a ceiling formulated paint, and then a semi-gloss on the trim. Now, I love, again, I'll go back to blues, greens, and grays, especially for a shore house. And I'm actually going to start with the green. We were just about to start the green anyway. But if I was doing maybe a bathroom or a first floor powder room in a beach house, there's a color I like very much, a pale pastel called Celery. It's a pretty fresh color. And I love greens and grays together. And I think it would just be unbelievable in a shore house. And Celery is SW, Sherwin-Williams, 2237. Now I'm going to try to get very close to the screen here. I am by myself in studio, so I'll get as close to as I can as possible. You can take a look at these colors together, see if you can differentiate a really, really soft, pretty, sitting as close as possible, a soft, pretty pastel green. And I think green and gray are sort of unexpected, but also very, very pretty. I don't think it's capturing it as much on television, but on the camera, but really a beautiful combination. Then I would probably do the body of the house in a neutral gray. We talked in the first segment about comfort gray, and I'm going to hold up comfort gray for you with a white so you can see what they look like, a nice neutral for the body of your house. And I'll try to put those together so that you can see them. Let's see if that comes up. We are on delay, so I have it up before you see it. This might be nice for the body of the house. And I do my furnishings in shades of navy, gray, and white. Maybe some striped rugs, something that looks very nautical. But that's a really nice look. It's not quite as dark as appears on cam, but it's a nice neutral, which would be very rich. And if I add the pairing of the green in there, look at this triad of colors. I'm going to put the green up so you can see all three colors together, the sort of celery green, the crisp white, and the neutral gray. And that's a really pretty color combination. Can you see that, how rich that is? The beautiful pale green, the gray, and the crisp white. So I would probably add maybe one more color to the combination. If you have a smaller type home, you don't want to have too many colors, but probably as a bedroom color, I would add a really pretty fourth color in the series. And I love the color watery. It's the word water with a Y, watery. And it's Sherwin-Williams, SW2316. Now, I'm going to hold them up first together so you can see this color. What a pretty color this is. And I'm giving you white because it really sort of neutralizes the color and you can see it. And then I'm going to show you the palette together. So if you take a look, again, we're on delay here. And, of course, when you're on the computer screen, you don't get exactly true color, but they're very, very pretty colors. I'm just starting. See that? Isn't that a nice combination? Isn't that pretty? And that would really work with a lot of accent colors, especially in a bedroom if you change your bedding. This would be great with coral. If you did coral in your bedding, it would be really nice. In a sand color and chocolate brown, so many yellows, so many colors you can do. So I'm going to take the palette that I had suggested for your beach house. If you wanted to contact me at Maven Hill Designs, I do color consultations every day. That's 908-884-0770. In fact, I'm starting a beach house on Saturday in the Atlantic Highlands. I'm very excited about it. But I'm going to hold up, and I'll give you one more time before we move on to some other greens, this palette, which I think, Robert, might work well for you in the Sherwin-Williams palette. So let's take a look, see if we can get them all up at the same time so you can see how they look. You have a nice celery green. You have a nice comfort gray. You have that beautiful watery color, and then a beautiful white. So
How does that look as a wonderful combination for a beach house? I think very fresh looking, don't you? And that's what I would recommend. Boy, when I see those colors together, I wish I had a beach house. Anyway, I hope that was helpful to you. I'm going to move on a little bit. We've done the celery, which is one of the colors that I love so much. I'm going to talk about some other greens. Green seems to be coming into the mix now. As we talked about in the first part of the segment, that people, the vendors that do cabinetry, are pushing now for green. Green for islands, dark blue greens, spruce greens, gray greens, but greens seem to be coming back in different ways. So I'm going to start with a dark green, if you will, or a mid-tone green. It's called the Privileged Green. It's a Sherwin-Williams paint, and it's 3253. So I'm going to put this up, and then I'll talk about some of its properties. Now, there's a lot of things that I could do with Privileged Green. It is a darker color. I think there are some nice applications for this. Again, this is another color for a center island. It's a green, but there's a lot of gray in it, and it's very much a neutral. Can you imagine having nice white shaker perimeter cabinets and this as your island color? This would just be awesome. It's a really, really pretty color. I think that maybe a headboard, it's also a restful color. Maybe you have an upholstered headboard in an off-white or a gray, and you want something that contrasts, and then you can do some botanical prints with or fern prints that have the green in them. Look at this sort of really nice gray-green. Again, it's in the Natural Wonder collection, and it is Sherwin-Williams 3253. It's called Privilege Green. And it's one of the greens that I see trending, these sort of darker greens that are very popular. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I kind of like yellow greens, and not everybody likes yellow greens. I think they're pretty. I think they're fresh. And here's a color I've used twice before. I paired it with a dark charcoal gray in a contemporary environment. And I took a dining room, which the homeowner always said was too dark. And once I used this particular shade, she loved it because brought a lot of brightness to the space. And this color is called Hearts of Palm. And if you've ever had a kind of a fancy salad, sometimes they'll have Hearts of Palm in them. It's kind of it's really kind of a citrusy kind of yellow green, but to me, really innovative and great with the dark grays. So I'm going to put that up very close so you can see Hearts of Palm, which is sort of a yellowy green. It is classified as a green, and it is in the Coastal Cool collection, so there's a coolness about it. But it's a really nice green. I love citrus greens. Our studios here are now citrus green. And it's a color that invokes energy. So it may be great for a dining room color. And I would pair this with navy. I just got a set last week of beautiful vintage blue and white dishes. I'd even put some of these on the wall. Or just can you imagine navy blue accessories with this particular citrus green with crisp white trim? Really nice, and there's so many things that you can do this. But if you didn't want to work with navy blue, there's so many other colors that would go very well with it. It's a really nice shade, not for everybody, but a nice sort of citrusy green. So again, another example of a green that people like. Similar to that, there's a color called wheatgrass, which I've also used, which is kind of a khaki kind of a green. I like this as well because I've worked with black with this. I've worked with navy with this. I've done this with chocolate brown in years past when it was more popular. I did this with like a raspberry color in a dining room in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. And boy, was that beautiful together in drama. It's sort of, wheatgrass is sort of like a true khaki. So this might be nice in a master bedroom, something dramatic. I want to put this up and have you look at it. You might think of it maybe as a chartreuse, but with a lot of style. I'm going to show it to you like this, and then I'm going to add some white to it, and it'll give it more of a perspective of how deep the color is. So let's put these together. A real rich khaki Let's see if we go back up there. A real rich khaki, and then you can see the how the white trim is. White trim is very important with these colors, especially for the lighter colors, because they establish it as a color. See how that changed when I add the when I add the white to it? It became a prettier color. Really making it, when you repaint and you're painting your trim, make your whites whiter. It really does make a difference in how the overall house looks. And I also like a continuity. I like the body of a house to be all one color, and then the enclosed spaces like bedrooms and bathrooms to be different colors wherever there's a break. But keeping the body continuous, one floor, one paint color, one color ceiling, one color trim, is a subtle way decorators such as myself make a space look bigger and more desirable. I'm going to show you one more green color that I like as well, and then we'll go on to some unusual colors that are a little bit more difficult to do. This one happens to be a sort of a it's cross between a khaki and a sage. Who doesn't like a sage color? I'd love to do this in a vintage kitchen. This one is called Koi Pond. And it's SW7727. That sounds like a lucky number, 7727. It's called Koi Pond. Again, today we're working with the Sherwin-Williams Company and their best, and lots of color today. So that's called Koi Pond. I'll wait till you see that comes up on screen so you can see what that looks like. Pretty color. Can you imagine doing a vintage kitchen with an old farm sink in this color? Really, really pretty. And right, you could do so much with it. There's so many things you can do with it. I had a dear, dear friend who passed away 3 weeks ago, and she really loved to change her house a lot. And I remember when we were repainting her bedroom, she said, "Give me the most neutral khaki color you possibly can because I want to change my bed set every other week and I want to use every color I have." And we went with a khaki neutral. And for the duration that she was with us, she would change her bed set all the time and every color worked because we went with a neutral khaki. So when you're thinking about a bed color, a bedroom color, think about something that's restful, but also think of something that's, if you want to change your bedding out, there's a new trend color comes, like let's say a dark plum. Well, khaki and dark plum looked great together. A chocolate brown, that works great with khaki. A navy blue, there's so many colors that it works with. I wanted to go to a color that's not as popular now because I happened to use it recently. I have lovely customers up in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and I'm working doing some decorating for them, and the house had already been painted a neutral khaki color. And they're not into gray. Not everybody likes gray. They have a Mediterranean style home. And the home is painted in a khaki color. And I want to show you how a color like this can be really nice. It's a neutral, but it's a strong neutral. And I pair most of the stuff in her home with black accents, and it's actually quite striking. So the color that she has is called Totally Tan, and it is a Sherwin-Williams color, SW, and looks like 2155. And it's just a rich kind of a camel-y kind of color. Do you ever see a gentleman get dressed and he wears a tan jacket and then everything else, tie and accessories are black? It's very dressed up looking, and I really like the combination of a khaki with black accents or a caramel with black accents. And that's kind of what this color is. It's a neutral, but it's a very strong neutral. So take a look at that. It's really rich. It's sort of a cross between a khaki and a caramel, a little bit more caramel off camera than on. But pairing this with a black or a navy really makes a room. If you want to do a really nice living room or make a statement, a color like this is an option to going with gray. You know, pick a wonderful caramel color and stick with it and do something really rich looking. And that's an opportunity to try something that isn't gray and is different. We have about 3 minutes left in the segment. I'm going to try to do some colors that are unusual to sort of get right. And I want to do, my first one happens to be a lavender. About
I don't know, 15 years ago in my career, I had a woman and she came into a new space and she had purchased a bedroom set and all the furniture was painted white. And I thought to myself, what color for a mature woman, a grown woman, would be really pretty but not look childlike? And I thought, what about lavender, a really rich, pale lavender against all that white wood would be very, very rich looking and feminine and subtle. Lavender is a hard color to place. There's red lavenders, there's blue lavenders, there's undertones in them. But this one happened to be, I thought, very sophisticated and very subtle. And that shade is called Sensitive Tint. Again, it is a Sherwin-Williams color, as we're working with today. And the color number is 3407. It's called Sensitive Tint. I'm going to show it next to a white so you can see how it becomes more of a color, because it is subtle. We didn't want something here that was going to be childlike, but we wanted something that was clearly like a pale lavender. So let me put that up on screen, and you can take a look at that yourself. With all white bedding, it was just off the charts good. I may use something a little bit stronger if I was doing maybe a little girl's room, but for something that's a sophisticated pale lavender, take a look at that. Really, really nice, not juvenile, gray in the undertones, and you could really see floral bedding and something very soft looking and working very well with that space. Yellow also has an accent color with this. Yellow and lavender are spot on together.
Having said that, I want to throw on a pop color. We're not seeing yellow used as much anymore all over, but I recently had the opportunity to add yellow to a black and white ranch house, and it had a white front door. I'm not a fan of a white front door, and she didn't want to do red, and I thought to myself, what about yellow at the front door, a pop of yellow with black and white? And boy, did that look good. In this case, we used a color called Solaria, S-O-L-A-R, like solar, I-A. It is a Sherwin-Williams color. It is 1206. Now, there's not a lot of places I would use a color like this. The house is fairly far from the road, and it needed to pop with the white and black and bring a palette together. So I'm going to show you this. It's sort of a slightly shocking yellow. It's not a mustard yellow, but it is a strong yellow. But with a black and white vintage home, that yellow front door really brought a freshness, like a modern freshness. We did two boxwood planters with them that are painted black with just boxwoods in them, and new hardware on the front door, and then this pop of this really nice, I'm probably not pronouncing it right, it's Solaria. Again, it's Sherwin-Williams SW 1206. So we are at the end of our program. It did go by very quick today, but I wanted to give you some new ideas. When you're going to reach for the gray again, think again. Start bringing in some yellows, some beautiful citrus greens, some navies, some beautiful pale, wonderful pastel colors, maybe even a lavender. But start to reach for some color, and let's, our word, as things get better and we all get healthy again, let's start to celebrate the future and do that with color. Well, thank you for tuning into our program. We'll be back next Wednesday with an all-new episode of our program. If you'd like to reach me for anything at Maven Hill Designs, I'm right here in Central Jersey in Flemington, Ringo's area. It's 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Thank you all and have a wonderful day. Get out there. It's a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day 8 of witness testimony in the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway. Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Stinger discussing the defense's argument that an angry crowd of bystanders distracted Chauvin.
There was some name-calling, yes, but and some foul language. That was about the most of it. Did that factor into your analysis?
Good. I'll get out of your way in a second.
I just have to ask you. Perceive them as being
attorney general from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court alleging.
I'm not going to fight you on it, but I will tell you one thing. Well, first of all, I
serious crimes after the
administration. No. But what I'm saying is, and I like your blue and brown, by the way.
Priorities.
The problem I've been having since I've returned is once this is covered and I'm covered, no one hears my broadcast. News. And I did it
with
for 4 weeks
at
and people
home
said,
due to
well,
the pandemic,
just wasting your time
it's more important than
it.
Ever to keep
so I waited until I got
my
second shot. Now I'm 4 weeks
children,
out of my second shot.
On a mission
I clean up afterwards and I cover
safe.
This. If I have to do both, I'll go back to doing both. I follow the rules. I understand that. But that's the problem. The sound quality of having both covered.
Duracell North America.
Okay. She just did her show last night. The heart of the effort is campaigns.
Duracell has also come out with a thicker coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from falling the battery.
No, I use mine, and I have to tell you this. The heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin batteries at duracell.com or healthychildren.org.
President Biden says his new sweeping infrastructure plan will create many good new jobs. Biden promoting the American Jobs Plan, calling it a blueprint for the future. Biden also saying he's open to compromise with Republicans, but says doing nothing is not an option. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida's Emergency Management Director spent nearly 30 minutes on Wednesday blasting CBS and 60 Minutes for its segment questioning the state's vaccine rollout.
That public